Welcome to a new episode of Reddit Readings. If you hear like my keyboard, it's because it's not that good of a computer. I mean, it is good, but I don't have like a microphone, like a real microphone. So, I'm just gonna go into Pro Revenge! So, Pro Revenge is this episode subreddit. Why am I stupid? Oh, I am stupid. I was stupid saying that. Pro Revenge! How can it be just 834,000? So, let's find something. Don't screw with the crew. Karen wants $1,000 for a $10 coupon sent to wrong address. Pays more in legal fees. This could be an entitled people because it's a Karen. And as we know, Karen is the official symbol for entitlement. Yeah. So let's... today we're going to be reading Karen wants $1,000 cash for $10 coupon sent to wrong address, pays more in legal fees, reposted with names. So I'm just gonna copy this. I'm not gonna paste it. I'm gonna paste it later. That's the reason. This story is from a few years ago when I worked in the legal department of a 1,000 plus store national retailer. As part of my job, I handled customer complaints that elevated when the customer threatened legal action. Welcome to a new episode of Reddit Readings. If you hear like my keyboard, it's because it's not that good of a computer. I mean, it is good, but I don't have like a microphone, like a real microphone. So, I'm just gonna go into Pro Revenge! So, Pro Revenge is this episode subreddit. Why am I stupid? Oh, I am stupid. I was stupid saying that. Pro Revenge! How can it be just 834,000? Let's find something. Don't screw with the crew. Karen wants $1,000 for a $10 coupon sent to wrong address. Pays more in legal fees. This could be an entitled people because it's a Karen. And as we know, Karen is the official symbol for entitlement. Yeah. So let's... today we're going to be reading Karen wants $1,000 cash for $10 coupon sent to wrong address, pays more in legal fees, reposted with names. So I'm just going to copy this. I'm not going to paste it. I'm going to paste it later. That's the reason. This story is from a few years ago when I worked in the legal department of a 1,000-plus store national retailer. As part of my job, I handled customer complaints that elevated when the customer threatened legal action. Oh, I'm recording. Yeah. Someone came in, so... our customer service call center forwarded Karen's call to me after she threatened legal action. Legal action. Karen left a message claiming that she was not provided $10 in customer reward coupons, spent $200, receive a $10 coupon in the mail sort of thing. This was before apps. Yeah, so someone came in when I was recording, so I need to re-record this, which is really stupid. Ignore the sounds in the background, but our customer service call center forwarded Karen's call to me after she threatened legal action. Karen left a message claiming that she was not provided $10 in customer reward coupons, spend $200, receive a $10 coupon in the mail sort of thing. This was before apps. Based on a purchase of clothing for her son and daughter for back to school. I looked into it and called Karen back. Turned out, we had an old address associated with her rewards account. No big deal, right? I spoke with Karen and offered to send her the original $10 coupon and add an additional $25 for her trouble to the correct address. That did not satisfy Karen. This is so stupid. That did not satisfy Karen. You already know what's gonna happen based on the title. So, I'm gonna record in very, very brief sections here. Yeah. As I said, I record in brief sections because it's really dumb. It's really stupid to, like, not do it when it's, like, so many people here and someone can just rush through. That is better to just not have one small part. Then, yeah. She claimed we should have known her address and tried to sue us if we didn't pay her $1,000 in cash. Her rationale was that it would cost us at least $1,000 to defend the suit. She was in a state in which her company did not have any offices. So we should just pay it to her. Whew. I declined, but still forward her $10 coupon she was entitled to present to our rewards program. Sure enough, she sued us for breach of contact, fraud, and other conceivable charges. I went to my boss, the COO, and told him the story. He asked what I wanted to do. I said I would rather pay legal fees to defense attorney than pay Karen, and he agreed. I contacted outside counsel, I think it should be, our awesome attorney, AA, explained the situation to him, and... oh, it's poo with a dollar. And if you're not, like, there's no S in poo, it's another word for it. So, yeah. You not, he said, in a sudden drawl. I get to sue Karen? I should be paying you guys. There are a lot of lawyers in lawyers in this legal community who would love to sue her, as she's reckless, unpleasant, and a total pain in the butt to deal with. I will gladly take your case. He agreed to defend us at a reduced rate. Perfect! Yeah! That's so good! And I... That's like perfect. That was I added that. So that's... That's perfect.